Hey, kids.
I'm Batman.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Dance Off, bro. Me and you.
Hello, and welcome to Hey Kids Comics. I'm your host, Dan Collins.
Hey there, this is Martin Bruda.
Chris Gilpin.
Hi, I'm Sam Tweedle. I could talk about Archie forever.
The biggest bane to my existence right now is Shield number 9.
They know that I would have put it under my shirt and ran off.
What are you talking about? I haven't seen any Action Comics number 1.
Gwenpool, I mean Spider-Gwen, the whole heat and stuff, this is going to be worth a few bucks. And nobody wanted it.
Yes, Dan, the Killing Joke does need to be R-rated.
I kind of like punching the walls of reality as a way to bring a character back because nobody knows what we're talking about right now.
Dark Knight Strikes Back was one of the biggest piles of dung ever, and it was what, $10 an issue?
We need to shame Sam. He is not here because he's gone to the Gem and the Holograms movie.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of Hey Kids Comics. What's so special about it, you ask? Well, none of us are here. I'm actually phoning this show in. That's right, folks. For the second time in our short career, we're having a clip show. Me, Marty, Sam, and Chris, we're all in Toronto gallivanting around, having a great time with some of our friends up there, talking about comic books and comic book related things. And while we're doing that, we bring you the best of the Canadian content on Hey Kids Comics. So listen to our second clip show and please enjoy. Otherwise, we'll have to bring you fresh material all the time. A couple weeks ago, I think, Marty, you had posted on our super secret Facebook page where we attempt to come up with topics for the shows but never do, that you wanted to talk about the pitiful human lizard.
Ah, the pitiful human lizard.
Now, that happened to be, I happened to find the last copy at the comic book store in town. And because you had mentioned it before, I picked it up, and I was almost late for the show today because I read about the first three quarters, and I really enjoyed it, but I know nothing about it, so tell me.
Okay, a fellow I know, we bumped into each other at various toy shows and stuff that I used to do quite heavily, and chatted and shot the breeze with quite a bit. His name is Jason Liu, and he decided to self-publish a comic book called The Pitiful Human Lizard. It's set in Toronto. It's got an anti-hero as opposed to a hero who bumbles into his father's secret identity as a super-powered lizard man as opposed to a Spider-Man. And hilarity ensues. It's a really fun, light-toned, goofball, SCTV type Canadian story that you'd expect from a Canadian creator. You know, it's just a lot of fun to read. So he published those starting with a Kickstarter as well. So issue number 1 was a Kickstarter. And then issue 2 came out, issue 3, 4, 5. Chapter House Comics has Chapter House Publishing, part of the Captain Canuck guys, have really embraced sort of republishing some of the Canadian content that's out there. And a lot of the creators were like walking up to him saying, "Hey, I got this, I got that, do you mind going?" So somehow, I don't know the details, Jason got in touch with these guys, or these guys got in touch with him, and they've decided to print his comic. So, distributed through Diamond, available, you know, all across North America if anybody orders it. And they're reprinting issues 1 through 5 under the Chapter House banner, and then new titles are coming out, 6, 7, 8, and so forth. And it's just a lot of fun. It's just a hilarious little comic.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And yeah, it's really, really funny, and like not in your face funny necessarily, but just, you know, like it seems like what would happen if I tried to be a superhero.
Oh, and if you've ever met Jason, the character, it is Jason. He's just a goofball-y fun kind of guy as well. I mean, he used to go to some of these shows cosplaying as Jamie Madrox, and what he would do is
he had
the Jamie Madrox outfit, and then he took photographs of himself posing differently.
Yeah.
Cut them out, glued them on sticks, and put them on like a backpack.
I remember, yeah.
So as he's walking down the hallway, he's got these photographs of himself in different poses. And he's just a nice guy.
I've met Jason as Jason, but I never put the connection that he was the Matt. Yeah, he was the same guy. That's great.
So he's the one that's created this comic book. And like I said, it's just a lot of fun. The issue number 1 had a Honest Ed variant cover.
That's what I was about to bring up. It's one of my favorite
Chinatown variant
cover. It's one of my favorite modern comic book covers is his Honest Ed's cover. It's just beautiful and brilliant.
Like he embraces the fact that this comic book is in Toronto, Canada, huge. It's in, you know, I mean, the He's on the Bathurst subway. The you know, I'm not from Toronto, so I'm probably gonna get some names wrong here. But yeah, it's just yeah. fun.
And you know, I hadn't before I got into comics again recently. I hadn't heard anything about Chapter House, but the more I check them out, the more I like them and like what they're doing.
Well, the idea behind Chapter House was these are the guys that formed Captain Canuck Inc. And there's a few guys there. The fellow in from the Silver Snail, George. The fellow from Big B, Walter. A restaurateur, Fatty. They kind of got together and they decided to do something with the Captain Canuck property. So they did the web TV show, the web animated show, sorry. And the idea was, well, geez, if we're doing all this, why don't we come out with a comic book? Captain Canuck was a comic book character. So they decided to, you know, shop it around, try to find a publisher. And I don't know the details, but at some point in time, they said, well, gee whiz, why don't we just become a publisher and publish it ourselves? Mm-hmm. So that's what they did. Chapter House was formed, and they're publishing all the Captain Canuck comics under that Chapter House label. Pitiful Human Lizards coming out.
And then what's that? Another free...
Spirit Leaves.
Spirit Leaves, yeah.
There's a new title from them.
Yeah, I got. I've never collected the other two, but I'm on board for that one. That'll be the first Chapter House book I'm buying.
Now, the other thing they've done is they've reprinted the Captain Canuck compendium that had all the first 15 issues of Captain Canuck that came out,
including issue 15 in glorious color.
Including issue 15.
I just saw that ad.
They're the ones that did Unholy War and. The backup feature that was featured starting in Captain Canuck number 8, I think it was, or 9. Somebody's going to nail me on the fact that I don't remember. The backup feature, The Beyond, that was reprinted as a very thin trade paperback / thick comic book, a la The Night Nurse from Marvel, that same format.
Yeah.
So they're really coming out with a lot of stuff. My understanding is they're going to be reprinting Mark's Northgard series. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Oh, I remember Northgard, certainly.
From Matrix Graphics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Didn't Northgard even get a... No, Northgard didn't get a stamp.
Fleur de Lis got the stamp.
That's right. She was from Northgard, wasn't she?
I think Northgard did, but I'd have to look.
I have the stamps.
Yeah.
No, I don't think... Fleur
did
de Lis
use
did.
Them?
No, I didn't. I had one.
One day you were like, oh, I don't have a stamp. Oh, well, it's just Northgard.
Yeah, yeah.
Lick.
Now, a lot of these creators are active on Facebook, the Canadian Superheroes group.
So yeah.
If you go on Facebook and search Canadian Superheroes, you'll see that Mark's there pushing his Northgard stuff. And they just came out with some Northgard and Fleur de Lis style Mego action figures that are available at the comic convention this weekend in Ottawa, I think.
The Ottawa Pop.
Expo.
Pop Expo.
So, yeah. I mean, just... You know, again, fun Canadian stuff. So Chapter House seems to be... what was the other Canadian publisher that printed stuff kind of obscurely in the 90s? Archaea?
That sounds right. I didn't buy any of it.
Yeah. But. Well, needless to say, Chapter House seems to be grabbing, you know, some better quality content.
I think that I deserve the Best Friend of the Year award for finding a comic book that you really want for like half the price that it was going for.
Do you not have a copy of Captain Canuck number 4
already?
Well,
not this version. Hey, Marty, what did you buy this week?
Well, as a matter of fact, what I purchased was a Captain Canuck number 4. Now, most people will say, hey, Captain Canuck number 4, I can find that for $5. Not this one. What happened was after issue 1, 2, and 3, the publisher, Richard Cumley, had some financial woes, so he decided to shop around and get some more financing. So what he did was he printed off extra large size copies of number 4. There's 300 of them in existence that were printed, signed by all the creators, and he would like give those out to try to get some funds. He then printed off another 50 copies with a different color cover and... also oversized. Mm-hmm. And then finally, when the funding came in, he printed the regular issue number 4 with CKR Productions. So that was two kind of hard to find. You could say that they weren't really published per se. They're more like ash cans. Mm. And I finally found a copy of the 300 print run that Dan so graciously found on eBay for me. I mean, we were tracking that particular sale, but the guy was always constantly, what was it, the buy it now was like $500 US or 400?
Yeah, it was much higher, and then it just popped up because I always follow Captain Canuck listings. And
exactly.
It just popped up. So way he lower, changed and I was it. Like boom.
Yeah. So he changed it up to an auction because I guess nobody was interested at that high price. And you sent me the little text there, and I'm like, oh, let's take a peek. And there it was. It was 3 hours left in the auction. Nobody had bid, so I plunked down a few dollars there and ended up getting it at a really incredible price.
Well, that's great.
And it sat out in the rain.
It's okay though, right?
Oh yeah, everything was all packaged and sealed and everything was good.
My favorite thing, it's one of my favorite stories about traveling with Martin, is we've gone to quite a few comic conventions, and I swear to God, Richard Cumley's at every single comic convention we go to, and it's so funny because every convention Marty talks to him, buys stuff from him, shakes his hand, they have a conversation, and Richard always looks right at him and he's like pretending he knows who Martin is, but he clearly does not.
Oh, he must either be the nicest fellow on the planet or just forgetful, because yeah, he completely, there's no recognition there whatsoever. And then I say, hey, it's Martin from Peterborough, and he right away goes, oh yes, Martin from Peterborough. How are things in Peterborough? And I'm still thinking to myself, you still have no idea why.
It's
but that's
funny.
Okay.
You must talk to him 4 times a year.
Yeah, give or take.
Every year. But the thing is like you could just see the look of panic and confusion in Richard Cumley's face as Martin starts talking to him. Like, who is this guy? I know the face. I know the guy. Who is he? Oh, Martin from Peterborough, right. You know, it's like...
It's not like we're having dinner at his house.
No, I understand.
Anything, so
I understand
it's not
that,
like it's Dan Parent.
It's really exactly. funny, you know. I just find it, you know.
But like I said, he's always incredibly
nice
kind.
Nice guy.
Sweet
really,
as
really
can
great.
Be.
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays there's all this debate about creators charging for signatures and stuff. And Richard is just right there. He won't charge for a signature. He just... You know, spreads the Captain Canuck love, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. He's definitely an ace guy.
Yeah, I've got a couple of commissions
nice
from him
stuff,
done,
yeah.
And some one was a really nice oil painting that he did for me, and so it's been good. It's been really nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The thing is, with like somebody like Richard, you know, he's not really famous.
Well, he's famous enough to a Captain Canuck aficionado. I mean,
yeah, to a Captain Canuck aficionado. But at those, there probably aren't lineups to meet him at those conventions.
No, there's a.
You'd be surprised. It's gotten
you
more.
And you and Sam don't make a lineup.
No,
just
but
so you know.
I remember 15 years ago when I started going to conventions, Richard would be sitting alone at like in Artist Alley, trying to get you to come and talk to him. Now there's always like you know you got to wait to talk to him because there's always. People.
Well, that's got a lot to do with the resurgence of the
mm-hmm,
character,
mm-hmm.
You know.
The character's
new,
definitely become more popular.
The new title, the web miniseries mm-hmm. that they had, which season 2 is coming out shortly, so that'll be fun. It's a, you know, little animated cartoon that they've got going on. They're reprinting all sorts of trade paperbacks of the original material and stuff, so it's really nice. It's good.
Yeah. And you know what? I would love to get Richard on our show sometime. That's my goal. Sometime.
Well, you never know.
No, I mean,
I don't know
stranger
if he
things have
to Peterborough
happened.
Too often, but
well,
you
could always
know.
Phone in or something. Not, I'd have to learn how to work the phones first.
He might forget who we are.
Oh, hey, it's Marty from Peterborough. Oh, it's Marty from Peterborough.
I don't want to go to Peterborough. That guy Martin lives in Peterborough. He's that weird, creepy guy that comes up to me every time.
I see him 4 times a year.
We're going to narrate Dan typing.
WWW.
Go ahead. You want to fire up about Arik? Or do you want
you know
to?
A lot more about... I mean, I've met the creator.
Well, one of
times.
The creators.
One of the
Andrew.
Creators. Yeah, Andrew.
So basically, there's another Kickstarter called Arik of the Great White North. There has been an issue 0 printed and was distributed at one of the Sudbury area comic conventions. It was reprinted and distributed at... where did we get it?
Hamilton? Fan Expo.
Fan Expo? Was it Fan Expo? Yep. The two guys involved are fantastic creators as well. So that is Aurik of the Great White North if you want to search Kickstarter and donate for that. And what it is basically give them a hand publishing the first issue. The other ones were number 0s. This is a number 1. And they got some really fun rewards there and some good... it's a good book too. It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. And I was excited to see that one of the Spent Pencil guys from the Toronto area, the artist, was doing an alternate variant cover for the $30, I think it was, range.
You keep saying that, but I'm Spent Pencil ignorant, so you're going to have to tell me what Spent Pencils is.
Well, a bunch of, I guess, I mean, some of them are great. I hate to call them amateur artists, but the group of amateur artists that they, you can find, I mean, you go to any convention, you'll find a bunch of amateur artists all over the place. But Spent Pencils as a group, I don't know how many there are. I think it changes a lot. But
like a studio or just a
I no
a
I'm
loose affiliation?
Saying, yeah, like these guys all are, you know, when you go to the convention, you'll see Spent Pencil, and they'll all have their booths set up and their artwork and stuff.
Oh, cool.
It was, I'm just trying to think. Anyways, Oliver Castaneda, I hope I said that right. He's the artist I really like. I bought some of his work. I've got some original artwork from him. And he's doing the variant cover for the $30 range.
There you go.
But yeah, I mean, I'm just going to say this. If you ever go to a fan expo or something, you have to go to the Artist Alley and check everybody, not just Spent Pencil, but everybody. Because some of their work is just amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, the best part about those conventions is going to the Artist Alley and chatting with some of the, you know, more, again, you don't want to say amateur. You want to say...
Not quite hitting the big time yet,
but they're creating some great stuff. I mean...
They're definitely as good as the other guys. Yeah. They just haven't had their break yet.
Like our buddy Jason Liu is always on Artist Alley, the guy who does Pitiful Human Lizard. And the other thing is that these guys are... Like, I've sold at toy shows and stuff like this, and you get into a bit of a funk behind the bench there, behind the table, and you get a little, you know, sugar's a little low, and you're a little cranky. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes up and starts asking you questions, and it boosts you up a bit. You're having a conversation. You're talking. Same thing happens with these creators. I mean, they're just sitting there. They want to chat. They want to talk. So walk up to them. Say hi. Say, you know, what's your deal? Project that you got going on, and you never know, you might find something really cool or make a friendship that lasts for a while, and it's fun.
Like, that's the cool thing about, like, say the Artist Alley, instead of, like, you know, because you're not going to walk up to Neil Adams and just chat with him for 30 minutes.
I did that once.
I could have done that at Fan Expo last year.
These guys, sure. The guys in the Artist Alley, they want to talk to you know. They're like, they're trying to get their name out there. They're trying to get, even if you spend $10 at their booth, they'll be extremely grateful.
Yeah, because they'll have prints of their work. They'll have original work, like blank covers. But they'll do commissions too, which is great, because I had made arrangements with Oliver pre-Fan Expo saying, look, I got this blank Star Wars #1, and I want, you know, can you do me something, you know, here's the dollar range I'm looking at. And perfect. That was the first thing I did, is I went over to Oliver when I got to Fan Expo. I said, here's the book. Yeah, he's cool. And by, you know, the day, next day, he was all done.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, I did the same thing with a fellow named, his pen name is A. Shea Hahn, but his first name is Andrew. And he was at the Ottawa show recently, and he did that Ottawa Senators hockey Metro robot thing. And then at the Hamilton convention, he did a Hamilton Tiger Cats cover, and he drew a really fantastic Captain Canuck and Captain Polska cover for me. Cover. And same thing. I mean, we had a great conversation for a little bit and shooting the breeze there. And, you know, he's a great guy. He's just a normal person, just like everybody else. And so, it's either that or you stand in line everywhere for everything.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So what would you rather do? Sit and have a conversation with a creator that's enthusiastic about what they're doing and, you know, maybe see some insights or some stuff like this, or stand and wait in line so that, you know, some celebrity can charge you $50 for a signature and $50 for a photograph with your own camera and, you know, say, okay, next.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll admit that I never really went near the Artist Alley up to a couple of years ago, and it was because of a fellow Peterborough collector, Jordan, that, you know, he was the one that pointed me towards Spent Pencils.
Yeah,
because he's got some great stuff that he's had Oliver done and a couple other guys have done. It's just amazing.
Oh, I always, every time I go to a comic convention, I walk away with it at least as large a handful of independent comics, you know, that from the various creators in Artist Alley, that I do from the big guys.
Yeah,
you know.
Yep. I've already got a blank cover to Ninja Turtles #50 that was out last month. Sent a message to Oliver because I've bought this great picture that Oliver did of the turtles. It's like one face, but each quadrant is one of the turtles.
Yeah.
Like, it's a great picture. So I said, hey, look, I got this. He goes, oh, I love the turtles. Yeah, that'd be awesome. So next time we figure it out, but I'm all set.
Playing some music.
Yep.
We're just going to drum on the table here.
So back to Auric.
Yes.
Of Orc. The Great White North, just to give an update. So they're only asking for $2,700 Canadian.
Yeah, it's
not
just
like the $25,000 that Dan Parent and
Fernando this is just to launch the first title. I mean, it's already done. It's drawn. It's good to go. They just need a little
basically
bit of,
like publishing.
Yeah, exactly. They just need a little bit of help to get the actual publishing, get the book printed and get it distributed out and mailing and transportation and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and so they're actually
it's a fun little book too because Auric is kind of like a anamorphic wolf, lion. Defender of the Great White North, so it's anybody who likes Thundercats, you got to buy into this. This will be fun for them. And yeah, it's a good book.
Anybody who's Canadian should support Canadian.
Absolutely,
because it says Great White North in there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But yeah, so it's at $1,250 of the $2,700 that they're asking for, and it's only been up for 5 days, which is not bad for them. Like.
It's pretty good.
Those other guys, Dan Parent, they killed it. They like nailed it so fast, but they've got obviously their names are all over the place. This is one that actually is, might need some support from people who are willing to support local artists and local talents. So I haven't contributed yet because I'm waiting to see how much needs to be contributed.
I've
already decided that I'm willing to go as high up as their. Don't tell my wife, but the highest pledge you can do is $200, and if they need my $200, I'll put $200 in.
There you go. Yeah.
So, yes, I'm just waiting. But I mean, if I don't have to put $200 in, I won't. I'll put in something lower. But if that's what gets it funded,
right? Just to get them to their target,
I will make a sacrifice then tell him that I sacrificed and
that's
see what if I get drawn into issue number two.
There you go.
It's all about getting into an issue.
Do they not have like a reward where you do a cameo? Or
no, not
like
these guys. These guys have like because they don't
I think that's because issue one's done.
Could be, and I mean it's usually for that kind of thing you have to go into like insane amounts of donations, like in the $500-$600 to get in there, and the highest pledge is $200 for this one, which gets you an original page from issue number one, the 1-25 variant from Oliver. The 1-10 variant, the regular, and a thank you on their website. So that's what you get for $200. A page from a comic book is pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's one thing that speaking of pages from comic books, every time I see this, somebody has a page of original art from the Captain Canuck Summer Special number 2. Have you ever seen that one online? It's a comic book that never got finished or published.
Oh, yeah. It's the backup story.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually have Canuck in it. What the heck was that?
I've never actually, looked. Was that the really,
I want to say Global Guardians, but that's definitely wrong. But it's something like that, the Global Crusaders.
Like, were they the ones that were kind of, like, losers who always...
I don't know.
There was, just goofy guys?
Yeah, I mean, I can claim to have an original art page from an unpublished Captain Canuck comic book. I mean, here, give me a piece of paper. Look, this is unpublished. It's fine. I mean, I'm sure that's got its place, but it's no issue number 3, page number 3 from Leonard Kirk of the new series that I happened to get from Leonard, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
So, to
make you proud, Marty, I bought my first new Captain Canuck comic book on Wednesday.
There you go. Which issue?
It was issue number 5.
There you go.
Am I behind?
I got 0 and 1 for you.
Sweet.
Actually, I have a stack of zeros and ones, but that's
are you binary?
No. Issue number 0.
0 and 1?
I'm hexadecimal, man.
So what issue is it up to now? Like, was 5 the newest issue out?
Five's the latest one. I think they've solicited all the way up to 9, if I'm not mistaken.
I think, I've seen at least, 7 and 8 on the Chapter House website.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's great that it's continuing. And, of course, did we touch on the all-new classic?
We barely mentioned it last week, because we couldn't find any information.
There you go. So Chapter House has new second Captain Canuck comic that's going to come out, and this is called the all-new classic Canuck. So it's going to have the original Captain Canuck, not the, for lack of better terminology, we'll call him the Kalman Ofronsky Captain mm-hmm. Canuck, the more armored version. This is more the Richard Cumley version. So it's going to be issue zero is going to reprint the backup stories that they did in the first new Canuck issues. I'm trying to remember while I'm talking whether it went six issues. I think it was in six.
Blank stares all around.
You're the Canuck expert.
Anyways, so yeah, the backup story in the comic featured, which really cool, Captain Canuck with a beard and mustache.
Like, sweet.
Like G.I. Joe kind of thing. And I know that the guys that make the Captain Canuck Mego-style action figure have been goofing around with some flocking, like the stuff that they use for G.I. Joes, and they're coming out with a version with a beard and mustache. I got to get that. It's going to be fantastic. So, it's the issue zero is reprinting the back issues, and then they haven't officially announced issue one, but everybody kind of knows it's coming, and that's going to be, you know, additional stories. And that's all written by Ed Bryson. So it should be good.
And who's Ed Bryson? What's he done?
He did the backup classic Canuck issues in the,
and anything else? Like, you say it it's Ed Bryson. And issue number zero is coming out this month, isn't it?
No, February.
Oh, no, it was in, because it was in this month's previews.
The book that I never pick up because it's dangerous.
The previews?
Yeah.
I don't pick it up.
I used to get it all the time, and then I said, nope, no more.
I always get it.
No more.
How do you know what to buy?
I just go on the computer and see
now
what's coming
out this
week.
Now you know how Marty gets 67 comics a month.
Well, the thing is
I'll take
that
this one and this one and this one and this one.
The thing is that all that information's on the internet, right? Like, you know, between Bleeding Cool and Newsarama.
But it might be harder to find.
They have it all there, and it's all this stuff. But so what I do is throughout the month, I'm like, okay, well, this looks interesting. That looks good. This looks interesting. And then when previews comes, that's when I do my final, okay, this is the book. I'm looking through it page by page.
So
this,
you take a list of 100 and whittle it down to 67.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, I
or
150. I don't want this, and, you know, cut it down a little bit. So
yeah,
we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I've never gotten the previews. I've never, like, I just walk into the comic book store and say, hey, I want this or I want that, and then they go okay and look it up in the previews. Like,
well, they'll give you a copy of the previews if you ask for it.
Yeah, copy right up the backside of the head. So I guess how many comics I'm currently getting from DC.
How many comics are you currently getting from DC?
Zero. Oh. I dropped Batman this week.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you mean Batman? You didn't drop Batman. You dropped Commissioner Gordon with no
Well,
beard,
I don't even
no
know what's going on.
In an Appleseed outfit.
Because I haven't been reading it for a little while. But because I went in and I said, hey, I need Captain Canuck. I need the all-new classic Captain Canuck and the pitiful Human Lizard. And
you did phrase that correctly. You need those three.
I
comics.
Do. Those.
No self-respecting Canadian comic book collector / reader should not have those three comic books in their pull list.
My absolute favorite comic
book. I'm looking at you.
Peer pressure.
I've got all the issues at home. I just haven't read them yet.
Well, that's fine because, you know, I don't usually read them either. But Pitiful Human Lizard is actually my favorite comic right now. Like, I was really excited about reading issue number one a couple of weeks ago, and number two, the Chapter House reprint, I guess, right, of number two, just came out, and I got that, and it was the first one I read. Like, of all, I got a stack of comics, and that was the first one. It was on top, and when I got home, I was like, go play, kids. I'm reading a comic book. Yeah. And so I read that, and I'm loving it. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, Martin had me, when I was at Fan Expo, he wanted me to go pick up an original page from Jason.
Yeah.
And I had no idea really what the comic even was, but, you know, sitting there talking to Jason and looking through the, I end up buying the whole run from him right there at Fan Expo.
So. Yeah.
And he signed them all too, I think, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's just a fun book. It's goofball-y,
just it's amazing.
Silly. It's everything that you want a comic book to be. It's just plain fun.
If you like sort of like the vibe of the Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
It's like it's got the superhero element, but it's also got that sort of goofiness and the humor to it.
And it's got that little twinkle in the eye that it knows that it's a comic book, and it knows that it's ridiculous to think that a man can fly and bounce bullets off his chest and spit spider webs out of his wrist, and and, you know, it has that just that little insider joke kind of twinkle where they don't take, you know, Jason just doesn't take it as seriously in terms of story and content. He takes the production of the comic book very seriously.
But, like,
go ahead.
It doesn't. It's not like Deadpool. You know, it doesn't break the fourth wall. It doesn't throw it in your face.
No, exactly. But, you know, like I said, just the glimmer, just a little bit of.
Yeah.
Above, you know what it is? It is atypically Canadian. just like the majority of Canadians have that, just that little itty bitty bit of, we don't take ourselves quite as seriously, or we're easily ready to make fun of ourselves. You know, like you take a look at all the silly goofball stuff that goes on between sports fans in Canada and stuff. You know, and it's in the States, you got Steelers fans beating the snot out of not Steelers. What are the Raiders? The LA Raiders. I mean, they're ready to, like, you know, start a turf war. Meanwhile, a Leafs fan is sitting right beside a Canadiens fan, cursing at each other, but having a beer together at a bar, right?
Yeah.
So it's the same idea. It's just atypically Canadian. It's just fun, irreverent, and well done. It's just a fun book. You got to have it. If you don't have it, you're really, really missing out.
You definitely should pick it up. Like, I only picked it up because you were like, you just said, hey, let's talk about this. And I went, okay, I'll pick this up and read it. And I was, like, hooked from page two, and it's, you know, one of my favorites. So, and I'm going to try to see if I can get some of the original ones, not the Chapter House reprints.
Yeah, Jason has Store Envy? Is that the? It's kind of like a Etsy type.
Oh, okay.
Website. I have the link, and I can put it on the website, or I can
not
send it to you
after I get my copies.
And he still has, like, basically we've gone through this before, but basically Jason self-published the first five issues, and the fine folks at Chapter House are now reprinting, rebranding the first five issues as Chapter House books and distributing it through Diamond and stuff, and then the rest of the series six and on are going to be published by Chapter House. So you can still get copies of Jason's self-published first five issues at that page at really reasonable prices.
Yeah, not eBay page prices.
Yeah, I saw somebody on eBay trying to just soak somebody on some of those things, and I really wanted to, if only there was, like, some way of saying, hey, you know, you can get these over here directly yeah. from Jason. And,
well, I think Jason was at the show today in Toronto, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he was, and yep. I'm sure he had copies with him.
If I'm correct, I think Richard was there, too. You haven't missed a chance to meet Richard again today.
Yeah, I'm in such a place right now where I'm staying away from shows because I need to organize what I have before I get more. I need to, you know, read the stacks and stacks and stacks that I have before I go crazy and go to a show and buy a bunch of stuff. And I had some family members that were on holidays, and they came back this week. So it's one of those things where, you know, family time and catch-up reading time, and before we start getting into, you know, spelunking in the warehouses for more goodies.
I wanted to mention the Auric Kickstarter.
Let's go with that. That's really exciting.
Talking about Canadian comics.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to this book.
And it's pretty sweet. Yeah, so we were talking about it in our last show, because it had just started up. But the Kickstarter finished about a week ago, and it made its goal plus $100, which is pretty good.
Excellent.
It did $2,800. Yes, and Andrew and Davis are both, I'm sure, pretty pleased with that. And I was talking to Davis earlier today about the book. He said that they're just putting the finishing touches on issue number one right now. They're still waiting for Kickstarter to give them the money.
That's great.
Because it takes a little bit of time from the end of the Kickstarter to when they get it. And as soon as they get their money, they're going to rush that book right off to the printer so that everybody can get their issues. Mm-hmm. And he also told me that he's made up a Marvel Universe-style bio and stats page to put at the end for Auric, which he thinks is pretty cool, and that there's going to be some stuff in that might cause some interesting questions from the fans, and that's all he gave me, and a winky
cool.
face.
Excellent. Cool.
Well, see, that's just another one of these Canadian content things that are getting us excited. I mean, would we be as excited for the exact same book if it was coming out of Texas?
No.
Probably not.
But here's
unless
like,
Dan Parent wrote it.
Yeah, but here's some lads from you know, Ontario and the surrounding area, because Canada's not just Ontario, but I think this started in the Sudbury comic convention area. So it's just exciting that there's Canadian stuff going out there. And, of course, Kickstarter is a great way to get sort of a startup money going so that you can get going. That's how Jason Liu got his stuff going. The Captain Canuck web series was kind of funded that way to kind of take that risk out of things. I hear rumors that there's going to be a Northgard Kickstarter coming
look
shortly.
At the, look at the great stuff Rachel Ritchie's done via Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Hope Nicholson and Rachel Ritchie with the kickstarting of the old World War II stories that were produced in Canada.
We got Mr. Monster coming out
books,
now.
Right? Which, surprisingly, I haven't heard much about. So I'm not sure if it's just, you know, compressing over the holidays and stuff.
No,
and
she's
going to go back to it. But anyways, I'm sure that's going to be great. You know, there's a lot of stuff as far as Canadian content goes to be excited about again.
Okay.
So what about me? What did I read this week?
I don't know. What did you read this week?
I only read one comic book this week.
I think I know which one you read.
Which one is that?
I think you read Auric number one.
That's correct.
And why did you read Auric number one? I don't think that's out yet.
No, Auric number one isn't out yet, but
it's because the amazing folks, the fine, great guys, Davis and Andrew, sent us a review copy of Auric number one.
It's our first perk.
There you go. And it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. What did everybody think? Did you read it, Chris?
I did. Yeah.
There you go. So?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I liked it. I thought I really loved the art on the first four pages. Like when it's black and white and it's sort of retelling this origin story of Auric. You know, I thought that art, or jeepers, Auric is messing with my mind here. That art was just like gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a fun story. It's definitely the first issue. They're setting up a lot of stuff.
Well, it's just like everything else. I mean, it's fun. It's goofball-y and... You know, like you said,
nicely
there's a lot
Canadian.
Of setup. So there's introducing the little sort of support team for Auric as he becomes a superhero and stuff, and kind of setting up the status quo. So don't expect a rip roaring cliffhangering adventure. I mean, we gotta tell you who these guys are before we get into it. But it was great first issue, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we can't get into details and specifics.
No, we don't want to.
No, we're not going to spoil anything for anybody.
There was the one scene that I just laughed out loud. But anyways,
I know really which one you're talking about, and we can enjoy that all in our own minds.
Yeah. There you go.
And I'm sure that the if Davis and Andrew are listening, they know which scene we're talking about.
Now,
too.
Andrew was saying that there's a possibility that some of the Auric Kickstarter perks will be available for us at Gotham at the birthday party.
That's cool.
So if they're available, he's going to bring them to hand deliver it to us, which is kind of cool.
And also he gave me an update just on the status of Auric in that they think that the copies will be available the last week of January. And they're hoping to have them to start on sale at Gotham Central on the 30th of January.
Yeah, which is the birthday party.
Which will be really cool. And then they're going to have an official launch party the weekend after.
Yeah.
And then hopefully the digital copies will go out to the backers sometime over the next couple of days.
Perfect.
So then we can just talk about it next time and tell about the funny parts.
Yeah, exactly. It was a lot of fun. It was a fun book. I mean, you know, it's just, again, there's just something about Canadian comic books right now. There's just this, you take a look at the Pitiful Human Lizard, you look at the Captain Canuck, the modern one that's coming out, you look at the True Patriot anthology that came out. It's just, there's just this sense of fun. And I'm struggling for a better word than fun, but I can't find one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, we're just going to have a good time creating comic books. We hope you have just as much of a good time reading them. And that's what these are. They're just fun books to read, and you end up reading them, and you're like, oh, that was great.
And that's why I've decided that I'm going to drop almost all of my Marvel and DC comics and just pick up Canadian comics and maybe Daredevil.
I do have to. I do feel a little bit ashamed in that I picked up that Spirit Leaves from Chapter House, and I haven't read it yet.
Well,
I'm sitting on my to-read pile, which is massive right now.
The weather's been bad enough that I haven't made it to the comic book store for a couple of weeks, so I'm behind.
There you go.
So
I did grab two copies, so if you can't find a copy, I got one for you.
Cool.
But I'm sure there'll be some
at the birthday party.
They're having an actual launch at the Silver Snail, and because I can't make it, I totally mentally brain farted and forgot what day that is. But there is going to be an actual launch party for Spirit Leaves at Silver Snail. If it wasn't already today, possibly. I don't know.
Next week, maybe.
Can't remember. So, yeah, I feel bad that I haven't had a chance to read that one yet. But that's another great Canadian, looks like a great Canadian book from Chapter House.
And yeah, it looks good. The now let's I'm going to tell you guys something that's going to be terrible for my wife, because you know the Captain Canuck web series, right?
Yes.
The Fool's Gold, right? Well, I watched it last night for the first time, and she watched it too, and she actually enjoyed it. And she didn't want to enjoy it, but it was a lot of fun. Saw Marty's name in there. Marty was one of the backers, I guess, when they were crowdsourcing that one.
Yeah. But I think they might strike my name off of any future copies that are printed, because I can't remember whether Series 2 has come out yet or not.
It hasn't yet, as far as I know.
It was supposed to be in the fall, right?
Yes. The Chapter House website sometimes doesn't seem quite up to date.
Yeah.
As far as the actual release dates and stuff. I haven't seen anything.
Well, they have a trailer. That's out. I know that. And I haven't looked at that either yet. Oh my gosh. I'm just
Worst Captain Canuck fan ever. Who has the biggest CGC collection in the world.
Worst fan ever. I'll get to it eventually, I'm sure. I just can't remember.
They're putting out the variant, the photo variant covers for some of the issues, right? With the actors who play the characters.
Yeah, and I'm not 100% sure, because for the first six issues, it was a cover A and a cover B, 50-50, and then they had a 1 in 10 variant. Now, I'm not sure whether this is going to be like just a cover A and a 1 in 10 variant,
yeah,
or are they going to be 50-50? Because I haven't seen a third cover showcased for any of those. So I think for the next few issues, they're going to cut back on some of the variants, which makes sense. I mean, you know, the initial hype is over, and let's...
And there was a lot of variants for number one.
Well, less than Star Wars.
Well, obviously.
Don't start with that one.
I mean, the issue one, if I'm not mistaken, they had the 50-50, so you had two there. They had the 1 in 10, they had the blank cover, and then some of the stores had some exclusives.
Yeah.
So there was an exclusive Big B one, an exclusive Silver Snail, an exclusive Gotham Central.
Like, I think there was...
the EH variant.
There was... How many letters is it to get to H? Because I think I've seen up to, like, one H listed online.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, that math's beyond me, but...
eight, apparently.
Eight, so probably eight,
yeah,
variants, which is quite a few for...
Yeah, but...
I mean, it's cool.
But, see, in that case, like, those store-exclusive variants, those are fun. I think that's a little bit different than going variant crazy, and that allowing a vendor to say, okay, well, we want 2,000 copies of a cover with our featured,
yeah,
artist on it, or our guy on it, or our billboard on it. And I think that's a fun variant, especially for customers of that store. Like, if Dixon's downtown, you know, got a variant cover like that, I'd love to have it. You know,
yeah,
because that's my homegrown store, right?
Yeah, a little perk or a little, like, cool, like,
Comic,
hey,
Book Addiction got one. I'd definitely want one of those.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's a little bit more fun, because somebody in California doesn't care. You know, if Midtown gets a special exclusive cover, majority of the people in California couldn't care. People in Texas, not interested. Yeah. But if Lone Star Comics gets a cover, then, you know, everybody that shops at Lone Star is like, this is awesome, I love this. So, you know, that's not too bad. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think they need... I definitely don't need to be purchasing nine copies of every single issue of Captain Canuck. So I'm not... Captain Austerity here is not upset that they're cutting back on some of the covers.
That's a Canadian superhero. Captain Austerity. He runs around stopping you from making frivolous purchases.
There you go.
That's right.
Hey, you there. Stop that.
There you go.
I hope he's around tomorrow.
Tomorrow is all about selling, man.
The only thing I could
possibly think of purchasing is I'm still missing a carded Dr. Bones McCoy, Dr. McCoy Star Trek figure. I'm missing one of those from my collection. On card, mint card, perfect card.
Yeah.
So if there's one that's beat up and mangled a little bit, I don't want it. But it's the only thing I can think of that might tempt me. But other than that, no, it's just sell.
So will Marty find his... Perfect Mint Carded Bones action figure tomorrow. Tune in next time to find out.
Same Trek channel, same Trek station.
All over the radio console here, we've got little army men.
Oh, is my microphone weird or is my headphones weird?
Your headphones must be weird.
Okay. I got little army guys. You know, the little army green guys? Picked these up at the comic shop recently.
And then you just dropped them.
They are Colonial Marines versus Aliens. So in a little package, you get 35 aliens and 35 Marines, and they're really cool, and they're all funky. Made by some guys I know at EMC Toys and Diamond Select. Awesome, fun.
Very nice.
They're cool. I can't stop playing with them.
I bet.
I'm serious. They're like little army guys. So you're like...
I'm sure Carly just loves watching you play with them.
It's all over, man. It's all over.
What did I get myself into, she says.
They're brilliant.
She's slowly hiding them, like, one at a time. She's right. Taking them away until he's like, I only have three left.
Oh, they're great.
Time to buy another package.
Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew.
Well, this must be interesting radio.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Anyways.
1 hour of Martin playing with his army guys.
Yes. Hey, right off the bat, let's talk Canadian comics.
Okay.
Should I talk about Canadian comics?
Sure.
I brought you a present, Dan. I actually brought you a bunch of presents, but this is one.
Sweet.
What I got you is Canadian Core number one.
All right. Awesome. Now, what's so special about this?
So this is a Canadian comic. They had a Kickstarter, and their Kickstarter raised 173% of the money they were asking. The goal was to raise awareness for the comic book and stuff like that. It's the story of Canadian super-based superhero team set in Andrew Lorenz's S-17 universe as they band together in an attempt to beat back an invasion and save the world from an army of alien conquerors.
Sounds cool. It looks pretty cool.
Like, there's a guy on the cover wearing a Team Canada shirt. How can you not like it?
Yeah. It's... I've seen this comic book online because after you mentioned that we were going to talk about it on the show, I was looking it up a little bit, and it looks very interesting. Who's the writer behind this? I can't remember.
This is Andrew Lorenz, and the artist is Justin Schoff.
Yeah.
From Saskatchewan, Wanawanagon. Where is that? Saskatchewan, Saskatoon?
Yeah.
I think it's somewhere west of here.
Somewhere west of here?
It's that way.
We're from Ontario, so, you know. We're supposed to be like a little egocentric.
We're allowed to be ignorant towards where other places in the country are because Toronto is the center of the universe.
Yeah, exactly. So Andrew's September 17 Productions is just a comic book company that he's got going on, trying to make some comics. He's got a few other ones.
He's got quite a few.
One's called Legacy, so he's got quite a few issues of that.
Yeah.
These are kind of print-on-demand comics, too. So if you order them on the website... They get printed for you right off the bat. I think the one company they used for printing is Kaboom. I don't know if you've ever gotten any comics from Kaboom.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good. It's a sort of a Seventh Samurai kind of origin story where all these superheroes are being brought together to fight this alien menace because the Americans didn't defeat all the alien spaceships.
So the Avengers left some for the Canadians.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
So it's got all the different characters, and Shield Maiden's really cool in that. I think she's a neat character. Warrant is the RCMP guy, and it's another one of those fun Canadian comic books, kind of like Pitiful Human Lizard. The art's kind of fun. It's full color. It's well produced. It's a really fun comic book. So if anybody's interested, they should go to, what is it, S17?
You're supposed to know this before you start doing a plug.
I know, but my tablet went to sleep.
It shut off.
September 17 Productions. So it was fun.
That the website?
It's called Google. Just type in September 17.
It sounded like you were going to just lead everybody right to where they needed to be, and then you just kind of forgot.
This is an unpaid advertisement. The only paid website we advertise is our own. And that's at
heykidscomics.ca.
Exactly.
Well, I got to say, I'm really looking forward to reading this one because I was checking out the Facebook page and the website for S17 after you mentioned it and just taking a quick browse, and it looks really, really cool. And like you said, it looks like another good, fun comic book. So I'm sure next week I'll be on here having ordered every issue they have available of everything, and we're wearing T-shirts and jumping up and down and shouting, "This is my favorite," because that's generally what I do with everything.
It's really good. I really liked it.
I'm just wondering where my copy is.
Hey?
Where's my copy?
Chris isn't into Canadian comic books.
You don't get a copy.
Yeah, I also have a Canucks.
I also have a Captain Canuck number 12 for you, Dan.
Sweet.
Original 70s series.
And
we should explain slightly why I'm giving you this comic book.
Is this the one that you posted a picture of the other day?
No, actually, this is my second best copy that I got.
Your second
best
copy?
Which, if you take a look at it, you can see why the highest graded copy is 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is my second best copy out of... Okay. We're going to confess to something here. I have 12 copies of Captain Canuck number 12.
Okay.
And this is my second best copy. So, yeah, it's beat up a little bit, but not that bad. I mean,
it's
not a 9.
It's more than a 5.5, though.
Yeah, I think so.
I submit this right now, I'll have a comic better than you do.
Yes, until I submit mine.
I guess we'll get started on our first segment of the night, our first weekly segment we do every week, which is, what did you buy this week? Anybody want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
All right, so last week I was mentioning that I bought a Jonah Hex comic book. Slabbed comic book 9.8 signed by Jimmy Palmiotti, and I would just like to say that came in this week.
Oh, nice.
I was very excited. Came in on Thursday, which happened to also be my wedding anniversary, so mm-hmm. It was a nice little present, and it's got a nice signature on it. Now, Jonah Hex is one ugly guy.
Yeah.
He's got, if you don't know, he's got half of his face is like just ridiculously scarred, and so this cover is kind of like the ugliest cover I've ever seen. It's just got his Jonah Hex's ugly mug on the front. And it's not a fantastic cover or anything, but, you know, just for the Jimmy Palmiotti signature, it's pretty cool. And then also, I am quite happy to have gotten a Captain Canuck number 1 from the 1975 series.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, Marty is the, I suppose we could actually say the world's greatest Captain Canuck slabbed collector at this point.
Let's be gentle here. I mean, there's a lot of great Captain Canuck collectors.
I
just happen to have the nicest CGC registry set.
Yes. So maybe we can get into that a little later, because I'm sure there's people who are like, what's the CGC registry set?
Who's Captain Canuck?
But yeah, Captain
CGC registry set.
Captain Canuck, I saw an auction online. Starting bid was $99.99 American, which worked out to be about $130 Canadian. And I watched that auction for 7 days and nobody bid on it. And finally, about like 20 minutes before the auction ended, I was like, I'm going to put a bid in. It was a Canadian seller, so there wasn't much shipping, no import fees, none of that stuff that really grinds my gears when it comes to eBay. So I put
You're welcome, too, because I was going to, like, snipe that on you.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have been really mad and probably kicked you off the show forever.
As you know, I only have 13 copies of number 1. I need another 14th copy.
Another one that's, and also one that's a 9.8 slab, because you've got one too. However, you paid more than I did.
I got a bargain
price for this. It's about half the current going price. And I was saying off air, it's got to be one of the most beautiful books I've ever seen. The cover is just pristine. Everything about this comic book is pristine. And I've seen lots of CGC 9.8s, but this one, to me, just looks like it's even better than any of the other ones I've seen. Even the Jonah Hex comic I've got, I'm kind of scratching my head that it's a 9.8, because it looks like the cover's on crooked. Hmm. The cover doesn't even seem to be fitting properly. And I was like, well, this is the worst 9.8 that I've seen. But I'm not going to complain, because nobody wants a 9.6.
Well, even with CGC, I mean, it's still, you know, grading is still a subjective thing. And do folks out there know what the CGC is? Have you guys talked about that?
Not in depth.
Okay. Well, basically, without getting into it too much, because we can talk about that later, it's just a matter of getting a professional to grade your comic book and they encapsulate it in plastic so that you're rest assured that, you know, it's the condition that's advertised. But even then, there's two guys that look at the comic book, and then there's one guy that kind of supervises. So if you've got...
Can I be the supervisor?
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's a good job.
So if you've got... it's completely possible to have 5 or 6 comics that are graded 9.8,
and we will see differences between them. I mean, yeah. it's still an art form, not a science.
And a 10 would be perfect, absolutely mint perfect, without the single slightest flaw.
Now, there is a Cabinet Canuck number one from 1975, 10.0. It's supposedly the oldest 10.0 on the registry. So as far as age goes,
1975, that's 40 years.
Yeah. And it's actually Doug in Manitoba.
Doug Salupa, yeah. Big-time comic book collector vendor.
He may have sold it since, but he did. And I keep eyeballing it every time it shows up on eBay, but I think the starting price is $4,000.
Now, have you, and you've only ever seen it on eBay. You've never seen this in person?
No.
Because that would be something to behold in person.
Yeah.
A 40-year-old comic book that is like literally in better shape than something you could get off the rack.
And of course, 10.0 means perfect.
Absolutely.
There's not a single flaw. This thing looks like typically when a comic book even comes off the printing press, by the time it's put into a box and leaves the building, it's a 9.8 at best, because any minor little ding or whatever, that's immediately, you know, 0.2 off, 0.1 off. So to get a 10.0 is not that common.
Yes, pretty uncommon for any comic book. It seems, you know what, just having been like on the CGC website and stuff a lot, I've actually noticed there's a lot of Walking Deads that are 10.0s. I don't know if there's something specific about that comic that makes it better for grading.
Well, it's also a lot easier to get a 10.0 in a modern, brand new comic. Also, some comic books have, you know, nicer covers, nicer cardstock, better printer and stuff like this. So you'll find that certain runs of comics have a better chance of getting a better grade. Like, what is it that I just bought the other day? Ultimate Adventures was done with this really, really glossy but super, super thin cover. And I haven't seen one that doesn't have a billion spine. Okay, a billion's an exaggeration. I haven't seen one that hadn't had at least 3 or 5 color breaks along the spine. And it was just, it's actually a hilarious comic book, but that's another detour that we'll talk about later.
Well, the, was it Omega Man number 3, the first Lobo? Its cover, because like, the one I got from you, right, I was surprised, but its cover is thicker, it's sturdier. Right?
So yeah, exactly.
I would think it'd be easier to get a higher grade out of that.
Exactly. But so, I mean, the fact is that CGC has not been around that particular long compared to the comic industry starting in the 30s, 20s. So to have a 1975 comic book in absolutely pristine condition, that's, you know, is it worth $4,000? I don't know. To the right collector. You know, maybe if I didn't have children and I wasn't paying for college and stuff.
If you're not the right collector, there is no right collector out there.
Exactly. Like, you know.
Now, I did also see that there's a 9.9 on the registry.
There is indeed.
For Canuck.
Yeah.
So.
Not as, you know.
Not as sexy as a 10?
Not as sexy as a 10, yes.
But still, even a 9.8, like when I was looking for a Captain Canuck, because you made me love Captain Canuck. And probably for the same reasons that you do, because the Canucks, the comics aren't actually that good, are they?
Well, do you want to get into Canuck right now?
Well, let's to be continued all in
right,
20 minutes.
And we'll just stop it right there. After all, there's no reason for you to hear why I didn't like Captain Canuck back then, because I love it now. I love it more than anything except for this show. Be sure to tune in next week when me, Chris, Marty, and Sam, or some combination of the four, will be back in studio to bring you a bunch of awesome tales from the event we had today. All right, see you next week.